Good morning. 00 hours. 20 degrees.
KEACUW monitoring.
Good morning. 01 hundred hours. 20 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 21 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. 21 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 17 degrees.
WATAP. AEATFM. WATAP.
Good morning.
Hey, Gateway.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 24 degrees.
NAKBP. KF8BBA model. KF8BBA model monitor.
KE8RHW in the mobile.
KF8BBA model monitoring.
Oh my, KGO.
KGO, is that correct? KGO, Kilo, Golf, Oscar.
Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet, Oscar, KC8,
Kilo Alpha, Kilo Charlie, Juliet Oscar. Okay, KF8BBA here. I'm on Orchard Lake, pretty close to the West Bluefield Amateur Radio Club repeater. My name is Vladimir. I'm mobile now, but my home KTH is Southfield. Kilo Charlie 8. Question mark Juliet Oscar. Back over to you.
Yeah, I'm on 75 and I'm bouncing off the FBI Warren repeater. But it's Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Kilo SL. I don't remember if I tell my name. My name is Latimer. Vladimir, KF8BPA. Okay, thank you for the QSO. Well, this repeater in West Bloomfield is amazing. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. 73, have a nice day, KF8BPA. Over and out.
KF8BPA, 73KCKGO, monitoring.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 24 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, mostly cloudy, 26 degrees.
NAVBZ testing.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours, mostly cloudy, 26 degrees.
KAKJONAKBB.
Thank you. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 27 degrees.
CQ from W8VIJ.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 29 degrees.
You know what work?
Yeah, went to school, picked up the grandkid, and headed back home. So, I got to chat with you, too. I got a dilemma for that March 8th appointment that I just found out about. I'm going to be out of town that day. So, you, and there's another Annie that lives here in New Baltimore. So, it's going to be you and him at the hospital doing the test.
Hold on, I'll get
back with you in about 30 seconds. Okay, I'm going to be out of here in a second, but did you catch my comment?
Okay, so I'm meeting up with another guy on March 8th over at Lennox.
Yeah, for the simplex test.
Well, yeah, I just sent, I think he's forgetting to do it, but I have my arrow all wrapped up, ready to go, and I just keep forgetting to take it to the postal service, so ran over to UPS over here by the office, just sent it out, a little bit of insurance on it, my daughter doesn't lose all her money.
And is it VHF or UHF?
It's the UHF, and it's not duplex. I would have to get the duplexer, and I'm talking to Captain Don. He goes, nope, you need this one. So I'm getting the other one. I'm trading up more or less. I'm getting the VHF, UHF with the duplexer that he has that he uses for doing the ISS stuff.
Oh, very good. Okay. All right, we will chat a little bit later. I got to go. I got the grandkids, so he just hopped out of the car, so I got to make sure he doesn't go do something stupid like play in the snow without a coat on. So I'll chat with you later, buddy. NHKCP.
Installer.
Yeah.
it's kind of fun. I haven't done that in a long time.
This mount really doesn't bounce around a lot. It's fine.
All right. Oh, I'll remind me to I'll send you the information on that swap if you're interested in going tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I might.
Yeah, I'm going to be there early because I'm selling, but easy runs till probably noonish.
Jumped over to Warren. Where is it?
Somewhere in Livonia. It's a new place. I got to look at the map. 6 mile and something, I think.
Heading out there? You said you're going early?
Yeah, I'll be there before it actually opens to set up.
Real fine. I'm buying a smoothie right now, a sugar-free smoothie here, so I deserve a little reward for a good day, and I got to go back and work for a few minutes and head to the bank. But, well, this is really exciting.
Okay, where are you getting a sugar-free smoothie?
I have a deal here at Tropical.
Oh, okay. You know, I've never been in one of those.
Expensive, but it's really good.
Okay, so they don't add any sugar, it's just the natural sugar from the fruit?
What I get, I don't know if they do a special deal for me here or not, but the one I get is.
All right, sounds good. All right, so you're, obviously you're going to be at Tuesday's meeting. Go ahead and send the meeting after that. So, to make sure we have a hard stop between those, you know, on the first meeting. Yeah, go ahead. Was it Tom? Did I remember that correctly?
100%, sir. How you guys doing? KTKGO. Tropical smoothie. If you haven't had it, gotta try it. A little expensive, but worth it. And I think the, when it sounds like sugar-free, probably just the natural sugar and the berries.
Up back in. Sorry, I was getting my smoothie. Yeah, there's still a lot of sugar in the fruit. Dale, do you actually eat fruit much?
Do I what?
Do you eat fruit, or do you have to avoid fruit, too?
Oh, no, I eat fruit. There's three fruits I have to avoid. Grapefruit, pomegranate, and star fruit. As if I even know what star fruit is.
Never heard of that. I'm going to hand it over to the other gentleman in here, and I'll be in for one more round. I need to go back in the office and put a few things together, but name is Dave. Phil over there on the other side just put a radio in my car, and absolute perfection on his installation, and it seems to be working well. And it's a cap, Dave.
KKS73 from KC8KGO. Is it Phil or Bill?
Phil. Papa Henry and Gilema. So I run the West Bloomfield repeater that's connected here. So all part of the network. Okay, there was a double there. Somebody else is in there, and you wiped each other out. The other station, go ahead. Maybe up here. Well, I don't know where that went. Go ahead, Tom. Like I said, I'm totally lost your last transmission.
Oh, I was just saying that I'm up here on Hamlin and Adam. So I'm like buzzing around that right now.
Okay, sounding good. What radio are you using?
It's an Alinco DR-735 Tango. Delta Romeo-735 Tango.
A Oh, that's right. You told me about that last time I talked to you. Right. Now I remember. Sometimes it takes a few times hearing something from it and actually thinking.
Oh, don't feel bad. I remember faces more than I do names.
Yeah, I actually do better with call signs than I do names. Because they're totally unique. Let's see. If it stops snowing long enough that I should get a car wash, I might attempt it.
Hey, Tom, it's Phil. I'll see if I got it. You? I got a sign. Phil gets a car wash. I'm going to do the same. Be the first time I take the antenna off the car to get it clean. Oh, man, cool to have a radio. I feel bad for all the repeaters around here that are going to get overwhelmed by an 8-cent KF. I apologize in advance. Phil, it's your fault. It's all your fault. Gentlemen, have a great one. I'm having a killer day. Mobile back in and another 10 years of ham radio. Tom, over to you. Phil, thank you. Talk to you soon. Hopefully see you tomorrow morning. 73s. Hey, take care.
Well, I think it's good that you're back on the air. It's going to be a while, and I didn't plug into a cigarette lighter, and I finally broke down and hooked it up to my inverter power. So now I have a 200-amp breaker or fuse that I can put on my radio poles off of. Happy as a pin flop. Now I'm just going to get a better antenna compared to the Magnum that I have. K-C-K-G-O.
Okay, you said you're running it off an inverter? What kind of a vehicle?
Oh, no, I have a 750-watt inverter for power for my transit connect. And then we got two big, cable coming off the battery, and power transfer coming off the 200-amp fuse. And I just hit my cable and software connects to the battery on the back side of the inverter, and I just kept into there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a little strange. Yeah, we just hooked up gauge. I ran over right to the battery. I'm a big fan of that. So, and also put a voltage regulator on there to keep the voltage up. So these newer radios, sometimes if the voltage drops even a little bit, it messes them up.
Okay, take care.
Yeah, okay, Dave. Did you have, are you checking back in?
Real quick, got a box from East Coast Transistor. Is that the controller?
I think so. Just after I left.
Real small. I'll go inside, open it up, and I'll run it over to you. I don't mind playing with my radio. I got to go to the bank, and maybe I'll just drive. If I dropped it off, would you play with it or not?
I might. Well, it should be at least as big as a rack mount. You know, it should be have a rack mount panel in it, so it shouldn't be too small.
Okay, well, this must not be it. It's got to be something else. We get stuff in all the time. I just didn't know. But it came in the regular mail, and it's East Coast Transistor from New York. So, maybe it's not it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think the, what's the, I think it might be ECI, not ECP or something. I don't know. I got to look. Oh, well. We'll see. Let me know what it is. If it's that and it didn't have the rack mount panel, let me know, because I'll have to contact him. He said it would. So it should be at least 19 inches long, one direction.
Hey, real fine. I'll let you guys get back at it. I got to run in the office. I'll give you a phone call or some other shout here in a few minutes, and I have more information. Take care. Thanks. Take care.
All right, and Tom, I'll catch you later. I'm going to be in get the car wash here in just a minute, so I'm going to got to take my antennas off and run through the wash. So, 73, over to you, ABATR.
I'll be dreaming of both of you. Have fun. Maybe I'll get mine straight off. I feel like it. CQGO. Clear monitor.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 29 degrees.
Downtown Flint, Saginaw, 69 area.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 28 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Sunny. 24 degrees.
KFA Delta Charlie Zulu, Frankenmuth.
Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. 26 degrees.
Semi VHF, semi UHF, big huge detachable faceplate, with a nice display on it, because I'm blind as can be. But you sound really good.
I always like the Elinco radios. Those are good radios. Yeah, this one is really hard to set up. I'm driving a Jeep Compass, and just nowhere to put the radio, really. And so we got the detachable base plate. This radio, I liked it just because of the display when I first looked at it, but this radio's got the speaker right in the detachable base plate. The detachable face plate. And having the speaker in there, man, that's a game changer.
Well, my speaker is on the base itself. It's not on the face plate. But I can't detach it. But I do have a dual speaker output in the back, you know, right channel, left channel kind of thing. And I love it. And I'm driving a Ford Transit Connect XLP. And what I did to run my power is I actually have a 700-watt converter connected to the battery. And there's a 200-amp fuse of a link right there. So I just put my power right with the DC power into the inverter. So I didn't have to mess around with the battery. And seems to do pretty good.
That's a really sweet deal. That's smart. Yeah, that's smart. Wow, it sounds great. Your audio is perfectly clean and clear. And, yeah, this one was hard. It would have been impossible for me to do, but it went pretty clean. We were able to, the hardest thing now in a new car is to get that power cable through the firewall. We couldn't find a place, but we found a little hole in the door panel, and we were able to find a little hole that got into the passenger side of the front of the car, and then we were able to pull our power cable through there. So when we did that, we made it all work, and we were able to get right to the battery. So I've always liked to do that. You know, back in the day, on my own, I never would have gone through all that work. I would have just put something in a fuse panel or found something in the car. But these digital radios now, I was told, they really want all the voltage. They don't really like running at lower voltage. So I wanted to go right to the battery, and with the help of my friend Phil, we were able to make that happen. So really, really happy with the installation. So it's been a very good day.
Yeah, my other Transit, I had my VHF wired to the battery terminal, but the battery is tucked up underneath the firewall, and then the ground strap is, you got to kind of dig your hand around in there to get there. So, plus, you know, 90% of this thing is plastic, and then trying to get to the actual battery terminal with that fusible link, I had an inverter on that one. It made it more difficult. This one, the inverter was in the perfect position, ran the power cable along the side of the dashboard, along the side of the seat, drove right where the inverter power cable was, and was able to get back there, loosen the screws, put on some spade connectors, and just pop it right in there. Works perfect. Got 200 amps of power coming off the battery and the alternator, and no wine.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, that was a really smart play on your part to make all that happen. So, good job. And yeah, you get on here quite a bit, or are you fighting for radio time?
KCKJL. No, I'm on the FBI repeaters as annoyingly as possible. Met a lot of great group of guys here, and they helped me out a lot, get me back on the air. With some DMR equipment, and I got a couple leak exchanges from another ham guy at work. So I'm usually on here Monday through Friday, anywhere from 8 a.m. to the middle of the night. All depends on if I'm driving or not.
All right, well, real fine. We got that Transit van. Is that a work vehicle then?
Absolutely. I do more driving during work than I do at home. And right now I have to figure out a fuse issue with all the power outlets in my wife's SUV, and it's too cold to do that, so she can wait. That's how I see it. Too cold. I'm not going to sit there and start digging underneath the truck. That's all grind. I'll wait till better weather to start playing around in there. So yeah, I do all my driving through work, the company vehicle. So I got all the CME and repeater frequencies and its appeals. So I try everywhere I go.
Real fine. Well, I'm at the side here. I got my buddy. I got him dropping off. He's in the car, Eugene, with me here, and I'm at his house. And he always lets me drive after we go out for dinner, quote unquote. So, but we're here, so I'm going to sign. Hey, my office is in Troy. I got a couple of big bays. If you ever need to get some emergency work you need to do in the warm, you just remember my call sign and look me up, and I bet we could find some room for you if you need a couple hours in there to get something done. So, name here is Dave, N-H-Z-K-F, and I'll be trying to burn this one up, too, now that I got my rig all set up here again. So, nice talking to you. Have a good night. Let me get your call and your name again on the way out. And thank you very much. 73 is N-H-Z-K-F. N-H-Z-K-F,
also known as KCAKDO. Kilo Charlie, Kilo Juliet Oscar, name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. Easy way to remember my call sign is KC8 Cujo. And you'll hear me say that a lot around here. So, nice talking to you, 73. You got a team for me, you sound really good. And maybe I'll catch you during the week on the flip.
And he's like, yeah, I'll take your talk.
73, KC8 Cujo.
Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 23 degrees.
Is this like What's My Line, Guess Who It Is by The Yawn? W-A-R-C-Y. I have no clue, so I pass. Next.
Good evening. 21 hours. Mostly clear. 21 degrees.
Hey, Delta Charlie Zulu. CQ.
W-A-F-U, Amy, it's here.
Oh, actually, Phil, you'll do. Phil, can you hear me? W-A-F-U.
Yeah, I just turned the radio on. What's up?
Okay, I'm going to toggle audio. Tell me how you feel like this is version A. Oh, hold on. Hit the wrong button. Here's version A, W-8-F-S-M, and this should be version B, W-8-F-S-M. Any change?
Yeah, I like A better. It's a little fuller. This sounds a little, what's the word I'm looking for? A little sharp, if that makes any sense.
Nope, that's what I thought too. Okay, so let me save those values.
Yeah, a little too tinny or something, whatever. Yeah, that sounds really good right now.
All right, so then the only thing I got to do is desolder this DB15 or 25 and flip the core and CL logic on the pins, and this will be ready to do a full alignment. But it's kind of always hard to judge the audio here, so I connected it to the network.
Okay, is that a node?
It's James Township, UHF repeater.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Let's get back to it. ABAP.
Awesome. I'm going to drop it. Well, I get the soldering iron out. Thank you. Go back to calling FU, WFSM.
W-F-S-M.
air to BSM.
I don't see it on the hub, though.
See it there. Low radio.
I suppose I'm going to have to go and get a different battery because I think this battery's dead in this radio now. It's still showing connection to the Asterix manager. I don't know. I guess it must be you're talking about.
Hold on. One more. Well, on this radio, get into it.
It's sitting right next to you. You can't get into it?
What? No, I was trying to use... I'm in the work office now. I'm going to switch between the two repeaters and see how they sound between the two. Alright. Same radio, W8FSM, James Township, 12345. And here's me on Holly, 12345. Same radio, no change in distance. What's better?
Holly.
Is it louder, softer? What's the difference?
Louder and clearer.
A little bit louder. You're making it better, too.
Let me go put an antenna on that repeater. Hold on.
You got a little static on the other one.
Let me go put an antenna on it. 1 second.
Not the person who was just talking. They're coming in slightly loud. The other person who's talking. Here's a warning repeater. You're intelligible. I can barely hear what you're making. I don't know if the other guy is booming, both the Holly and whatever guy. He's coming through loud and clear, but the other one is not. ABA jail.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
You guys doubled, so I don't see how you guys got stuff going on. I thought I'd report that. ABA jail.
Yeah, we're working locally on a repeater, so, and you're not making whatever you're on. Very noisy in there. Keep it up, Stubber.
And ABDS.
Okay, there's an antenna on the receiver now. Can I walk to my office on a handheld? Oh, I bet you can.
Well, alrighty then.
Okay, here's me.
There we go.
Alright, stand by. Here is... Alright, but you said James Township, I need to bring the level up. Here's me on James Township, 12345. Me on Holly, 12345.
No, not now. Sounds the same to me.
It's kind of what I thought, but I was making sure.
Yeah, they both just about 100% that is equal.
I don't get why it sounds okay now when it didn't before.
I don't either, unless there's something at the site. So, alright, I gotta turn it off. I got a small dummy load on it, so it's heating up. I gotta finish the server.
Okay, keep it up, Stubber.
Good evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy, 22 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, mostly clear. 21 degrees.
KEAZUW.
WAFU.